Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Holy Spirit, please come and meet us in this place. Fill this one that comes, stands before us to impart the bread of life to us. Fill him with your Spirit. We're here for one reason. We would see Jesus. Bless us now in this hour. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Billy. Thank you, worship team. You know, sometimes something gets inside of you and it's just got to get out. Hallelujah! Y'all, that's terrible. We need to do better. Let's lift the roof off this place to Jesus this morning. Shout hallelujah with me. Hallelujah! Much better, much better. God deserves our praise. Y'all know when we get to heaven, there'll be times it's so loud you can't even hear yourself think. It's going to be that way. And so we're getting ready down here for what we're going to be doing up there. Then there'll be other times when it's so quiet, you can hear a pin drop. I'm looking forward to glory. Are you? All right, we're in Ephesians. Have we got some lights up here? I know that's, you know, the unpardonable sin in a contemporary service to turn some lights on. But anyways, you got a 64-year-old preacher here, see? I don't know if you've enjoyed. Thank you. Much better. Thank you. Now I can read my Bible. it's an amazing thing to see what God's doing during these days, isn't it? And we are not, as the song, as Andrew, we are not defeated. We are living in victory. We tend to forget that. And the book of Ephesians has been such a great blessing for us. And Glory in the Church sermon series has been good for your pastor. I've enjoyed studying and reading through the book of Ephesians over and over again. And so this morning we're going to wind this book up. I thought surely somebody would shout amen there. We started off back, believe it or not, in April the 1st of 2020. I almost said 2019. And we find ourselves in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 21 through 24. Now, if you can, we're going to honor God's word by standing, but if you're like me and you got bad knees and you need to keep sitting, I understand that. Okay? But let's honor God's word as best we can, however that you can do that. Ephesians 6, 21. "But that you also may know my affairs and how I am doing. Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will make all things known to you, whom I have sent to you for this very purpose, that you may know our affairs, and that he may comfort your hearts. Peace to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen." And may God add His blessing to the reading, the teaching, and the preaching of His holy and errant word this morning. Please be seated. Thank you all. I want to ask you a question. I want you to be truthful. You don't have to answer me out loud or anything, but do you have a friend? I mean a real friend. A true friend. Most of us, I think, have a lot of casual friends. But do you have a friend that knows everything about you and likes you anyway? Did you know a real friend, a true friend, is somebody who's walking in when everybody else is walking out. A real friend, a true friend, is a friend forever. And I think it's more than a coincidence that at the end of this great letter to the church in Ephesus, Paul brings up and mentions a friend by the name of Tychicus. And Paul's messages, at the end of these fabulous messages he's been giving us, as he talked about our wealth in the Lord and as he walked with us and helped us in our walk with Christ, and as he talked about and warned us of the warfare that we're engaged in, as he comes to wrap things up, he mentions a close friend. I'll tell you, if you've got a real good, true blue friend, you can thank God for him or her. Most folks have maybe one or two. And Paul lists this friend, Tychicus, however you want to draw out that Y there in the name. But let's talk about Paul's friend for just a minute. Paul had a lot of enemies, but he also had a lot of friends. And at the conclusion, of many of Paul's New Testament books, he would mention a list of friends. Everywhere Paul went, he had friends. And he mentions those friends there in many of his books, Colossians 4, 7 and 8, he mentions Tychicus, and he mentions Tychicus in Titus 3 and verse 12, and 2 Timothy 4 and verse 12, Acts chapter 20 and verse 4. He mentions this specific friend in all of those passages. And it's very interesting how Paul describes Tychicus. He describes him as a faithful brother, a beloved brother. A beloved brother. And now, of course, we're a part of a great big spiritual family. We are. We're a part of a great big spiritual family. We have brothers and sisters in the Lord. And Tychicus was Paul's beloved brother that he met in the ministry. And along the way, we become very close to some brothers and sisters in the Lord. I love my blood kin. Man, I love my four sisters, Susan and Deanne and Jenny and Becky. Carol knows them intimately because she grew up down the street from us. But I love my sisters. But y'all know what? I always wanted a brother. A brother I can kind of beat up on, and do life with and play ball with. I always wanted a brother. You know what? God has given me hundreds of brothers in the Lord. I mean, beloved brothers that I can count on, who've got my back, who will step in when they need to step in, who will support me and encourage me and challenge me and convict me. I've got some beloved brothers. And that's who Tychicus was to the Apostle Paul. God has been good to me. I think about some of the brothers in this fellowship. I better stay off that. I'll get too emotional. But there's a song that we sing about this spiritual. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the... Come on, y'all, sing. Join hands with Jesus as we travel this side, for I'm part of the family of God. Look at your neighbor beside you and say, hello, family. You better be nice because you're going to be with them for a long, long time. An eternity, as a matter of fact. And then Paul begins to talk about Tychicus as a faithful minister. Did you catch that in verse 21? He's not only a beloved brother, but a faithful minister. Now, of course, you all know that the word minister means what? Servant. And Just looking around, we've got a lot of ministers in this room. Got a lot of servants in this room. Now, Tychicus had a ministry to perform for the Lord, and he was faithful in that assignment. In other words, he was doing something for Jesus. He was faithful in that ministry, in that service. And we're to be faithful in our service to the Lord. I said we're to be faithful in our service to the Lord. You've got something you ought to be doing for Jesus' sake in and through the local church. There's no such thing as a Lone Ranger believer in the New Testament. Everyone that's serving the Lord is serving in and through the local church, and you've got something you ought to be doing for Jesus' sake. And you'll be glad you did one day. What's your place of service in the Lord? And you know, a few weeks ago I said my brother-in-law, Shan, was up in the mountains watching on online. And I said something about Shan. I said, you know, I love my brother-in-law, but I don't always do what he tells me to do. But I want to tell you all, Shan is one of the most faithful servants we've got in this church. He goes behind the scenes. He works for hours every week. He takes care of stuff that you wouldn't dream of. He's supposed to be on our financial team, and he is. He's the treasurer of the church, and he and Melanie and Mark and Billy do a fantastic job taking care of our finances. They really do. And you know what? Bless God, Shan doesn't get paid one single dime for all the hours he puts in every week. But he gets far more than money for it. He gets blessed of God. And when you're a faithful servant, and I come in on Sundays and there's Paul and Peggy Landrum, I can count on them. And that bunch sitting on that rail back there, I can count on them. I'm in trouble now. I've started naming names. Oh, help me, Jesus. But you know what? What blesses a pastor? To look out amongst the flock and see all these faithful servants, faithful ministers, doing what they need to do for the Lord. Are you a friend like that? Yeah, you are. A faithful minister. And then, this really jumped out at me. Tychicus was faithful in the message that he was to deliver. Now, y'all know they didn't have email back in the day. They didn't have postal service in the Lord's day. They didn't have UPS. They didn't have FedEx. And in order to get a letter to somebody, you had to get a messenger to take that letter or that message to whomever you wanted to get the message to. Am I making sense? And so Tychicus was that man. Paul entrusted Tychicus with a faithful message. And did you know Tychicus was the one who took Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus to the Ephesians? You read Colossians chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. Tychicus is doing it again. He's taking the letter to the Colossians to the church in Colossae. He was faithful to deliver the message. And can't you imagine Tychicus showing up in Ephesus and Colossae? And I would imagine when, you know, they immediately began, how's Paul doing? What's Paul up to? Is he okay? And Tychicus begins to tell them about Paul's health and his finances and his ministry and the new converts and all the churches that he was planting. Tychicus was faithful to deliver the message that he needed to deliver. Now, I just want to tell you, Montgomery County desperately needs the message of the gospel. And did you know we've been entrusted with that ministry? If you have your Bible, would you just turn left a couple of pages to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. If you've got a phone, scroll over in your Bible app to 2 Corinthians 5. I want you to see this for yourself. Look at 2 Corinthians 5, 18 through 20. If you're there, say amen. Amen. If you're not, say, I forgot my phone. All right. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us. I'm in verse 18. 2 Corinthians 5. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ. Here it is. And has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors. Say ambassador. For Christ, as though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. That is our message. That is our ministry. That is our service to the Lord here in Clarksville. We are pleading and imploring with folks to be reconciled to God. And if you've been born again, let me just tell you, you were once an enemy of the cross. You were working against the Lord and didn't even know it. We were enemies, the Bible says, of the Lord. But aren't you thankful this morning that Jesus took the hand of God and took the hand of sinful humanity and brought the two together, reconciling us to God? Well, we're to take that message to a lost and dying community. We've got to do that. I said, we've got to do that. That's our ministry. God's given it to us. And for us not to do that, that's disobedience. God help us. And so, Tychicus was a faithful minister. He was faithful to bring the message that needed to be sent. And also notice this. Did you catch this? The latter part of verse 22 there of Ephesians 6 says, that he may comfort your hearts. Tychicus was a faithful encourager. He had the gift of encouragement. He had a sweet spirit about him. And he had a message to deliver, but he had a ministry to render. And that ministry was encouragement. And you all know what a blessing and how refreshing it is to be around an encourager. Laura Vaden, she encourages me at least once, sometimes five times a week, by a call, a text, something, a gift, something. Where's Mary Ann Tobler? Is she out today? Who knows? All right. Mary Ann's a great encourager. She's always doing something to encourage folks. But you know, as a pastor, can I just let you all in on a little something? Man, all I hear all day long is bad news. But it's like a breath of fresh air when one of our encouragers comes along and says, hey, Cal, guess what? And I know when I hear that from one of our encouragers, I'm about to be blessed. And you know what? It doesn't cost us a dime to encourage people. We need to learn how to encourage one another, especially in the days we're living in. Somebody say amen. Amen. And so just look around the room. A lot of folks need to hear some encouragement. I'm so thankful for great friends like Tychicus. Aren't you? And then in Paul's farewell words to the church, he kind of makes out a wish list here in verses 23 and 24. And I want you to look at those again and see if you can pick them out. Peace to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Paul's wish list for the church in Ephesus was what? Peace, love, faith, and grace. Four pretty good ones, right? Wouldn't we all be blessed if we had those four attributes? Well, let me just tell you, God has given every one of us those in His grace and in His goodness. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 14 and verse 15 and 17 and chapter 4 and verse 3 all reveal that God has given us peace with Him through His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Jesus has made the peace for us through His shed blood. I am so thankful for the blood of Jesus. I'm never going to quit talking about it. I'm not going to quit sharing about it. I'm not going to quit preaching about it. I'm not going to keep teaching about it. If you're around me, you're probably going to get tired of hearing about the blood of Jesus. But it's the blood of Jesus that set us free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then there's peace with one another. He mentions that there in verse 23. He says, peace to the brethren. Now, we're not ever going to agree on everything up in here. Hello? If you're Baptist, you've got an opinion. And opinions are like noses. Everybody's got one. And we're not always going to agree, right? We've got to learn how to love one another even in spite of our disagreements. We've got to learn how to agree to disagree. We got to love. And you know what that takes? That takes the love of Christ. And by the way, you've got the love of the Lord Jesus Christ in you so that we can love like Jesus loved folks. Now, I know there are some folks that are harder to love than others. Well, you know, that's why Paul included faith in this. Faith. We need to apply faith to love. And let me just say this, y'all. Please, don't wear your feelings on your sleeves. Don't do that. I come in here on Sundays, and I've got 1,000 things on my mind. And, well, he didn't even speak to me. He walked right by me and didn't speak to me. I love you. I love all of you. I'm doing my best to love you. I can love you because I got Jesus in me. Right? But if I didn't speak to you, it wasn't because I don't love you. It's because I've got 1,000 things on my mind on Sunday morning. And do not, I've told you all this time, don't give me vital information on Sunday morning. Don't. Because I won't remember. Aren't you thankful that we get to love one another? I'm so grateful the body of Christ is so different, diverse, and distinct. I love the body of Christ. And so God's given us peace, love, and faith. And oh, I like the last one, grace. Aren't you thankful for grace? Whoo, God gives us grace, and we don't even deserve it. We deserve judgment, but God gave us grace. Listen to this, man. Ephesians 2:7, that in the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Amen. God has given us the gift of grace. And by the way, that same saving grace that you were given is available each and every day to live the Christian life. Grace. Grace. God's grace is available all day long. Have you been saved by grace? Well, that same grace is going to get you through those difficult days. And it's interesting, the book of Ephesians begins with grace and it ends with grace. And you know what I've learned? That whatever begins in grace always ends in glory. Your mama went home singing last week about the grace of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Peace, love, faith, and grace. How can we lose? In closing, notice down there, you can get so much out of these little four verses. Verse 24, grace be with all those who love our, what's that next word? Lord. Is Jesus the Lord of your life? Is He the master? Is He the one calling the shots? Is He your boss? Well, if you love Him, you'll do what He tells you to do. Let me say that again. If you love Him, you'll do what He tells you to do because He's your Lord. See, That's the way it works. You don't get saviorhood and no lordship. When you take Jesus, what does Romans tell us? If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God's raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. You don't treat Jesus like a cafeteria line. Well, I'll take that saviorhood, but I don't want any of that. He's Lord. And those that love Him do what He tells us to do. Where'd you get that, Pastor? Listen to John's Gospel as we close. Listen to John's Gospel, chapter 15. John 15, verse 13. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friend. You are my friends. Listen to this. This is what Jesus said. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I've called you friends. For all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known unto you. You know, years later when John wrote to the church in Ephesus, in Revelation chapter 2, sadly the great church of Ephesus had left her first love for the Lord in their rearview mirror. And Jesus had to remind them, if you love me, you will return to your first love. And what it means to return to your is you do whatever I've commanded. I'll tell you, Jesus is the best friend I've ever had. He's loved me when I didn't deserve His friendship. He's been my friend when everybody else had run out. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He's a friend to sinners. And He has the right to be my friend because He laid down His life for me. And He's my friend forever. And He wants to be your friend. What kind of friend are you? Let's pray. Father, I get really touched when I start thinking back on my life and how You have never left me. I do have a friend that sticks closer than a brother, and His name is Jesus. And Lord, I just want people to have what I've got. I'm nothing special. And Jesus will receive anybody that comes to Him His way. And we have to come to You through faith and repentance. Repentance, being so sorry that we're willing to change our mind and our will. And faith means that we follow You the rest of the days of our life. That He's the Son of God. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. And I give to them eternal life. Father, if there's some folks in here that You want to be friends with, well, I pray today, that through eyes of faith, we would get our eyes on our elder brother, the Lord Jesus, and receive Him today as Lord Savior of our life. And Father, for the rest of us that have been saved, that are already friends, I thank You so much for not running off and leaving us when we acted like we weren't friends. Maybe there's some folks here today that need to get back on track and need to do what you're calling us to do. To follow your commands. Oh God, I don't know what you want to do with this message, but your word speaks loudly. Help us all to say yes to Jesus. In your name I pray. Amen. As Andrew leads us, let's all stand. This is a time to do business with the Lord right here at the altar. You want to receive Christ today as Lord and Savior, you come. Just come on.
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.